tuned in to the financial motivator himself, Ash Cash, Mr. Mind Right Money Right.
Hey, hey, welcome. Happy Thursday. Today we discuss another roller coaster ride going in the opposite direction as it relates to the markets. Dow futures struggled to rebound following Wednesday's sell-off. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut requiring travelers to quarantine. Indictments handed on the death of Ahmaud Arbery. Rap legends Fabulous and Jadakiss set off versus battle. More shiny objects, but salutes to NASA. And of course, Ask Ash Cash. Let's get this money. Let's go. Go, go,
I ain't talking about rich. I'm talking about wealth, wealth, wealth.
Money ain't a thing. Money ain't a thing.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank.
We can talk, but money talk. So talk
money. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. 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 Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show. The Ash Cash Show. Ash Cash Show.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ash Cash Show. Every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you go to the ashcashshow.com to subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you go to ashcashtv.com to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We still need 1,000 subscribers, 1,000 subscribers. So please continue to share, tell a friend and tell a friend. I need y'all specifically though, right? So I love that y'all sharing it on IG. I love that y'all sharing it on Facebook. I love that y'all sharing it on Twitter and all these places. But please, please, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. I need y'all to go to ashcashtv.com. Also subscribe to the podcast. We dropping official or exclusive titles out there every Saturday. So we have special guests that come every Saturday. Today, our show is being sponsored by 19-year-old Fly Ty, right? And so I got my I Matter shirt on. So I Matter, it says 1619 to 2020. And so I love, first of all, salute to Ty. Because Ty is a 19-year-old junior in college who started his clothing line when he was about 17 years old, 16, 17. And I love it because it's a family business. His parents are my family, not even good friends of mine, but his parents are my family. And so, you know, salute to them. I've known, his parents, since I was a kid, right? So, high school. But salute, right? And so if you go to, I know Instagram is the page. If you go to young_fly_fashions, then you could pick up a shirt. And the significance around 1619 is when the first boat hit the shore when the terrorists decided to take away or try to take away people's God's given what God gave them, which is liberty, which is freedom. And in 2020 is the year that it stops, like no more, right? So it's stopping there, right? And so it's stopping there. And so I want this is a dope shirt because we talked yesterday about people wearing the shirts that say what George Floyd was saying, you know what I'm saying? And I believe that anything that comes after I is important. Anything that comes after I am is important. And so you need to know that you matter, right? So salute. I see Ty in the building, so salute to Ty. You know what I mean? Like, keep going, King. I think it's one of the most important things that we got to support. We were taught the old way, right? We were taught, go to school, work hard for somebody, and then make them rich. You know what I'm saying? Like, not in those terms, but that's exactly what happens, right? Is that, go to school, work hard, learn, and then, go work for them and then make them rich. And then when you finish working, somebody else is gonna take over, and that's how they family gonna have generational wealth. And I got this question the other day that was asking like, yo, you know, what's the best way that you could teach the youth, right? And I said, man, teach them how to start a business, because everything you need to know about personal finances is in starting a business. Everything you need to know about, life is in starting a business, right? Think about it. The United States is a business, right? The U.S. is a business. Don't ever get it confused. Don't ever think that the United States was built off of love. It was not built off of love. It was built off of commerce. And so it will always be about commerce, right? You know, Africans being enslaved in this country is about commerce, right? It was about building wealth. The Civil War was about wealth. You know, Emancipation Proclamation was about wealth. You know what I'm saying? Mass incarceration was about wealth. Jim Crow was about wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always been about wealth. It's always been about, like, the Montgomery boycotts was about wealth. You know what I'm saying? Like, I promise you, like, in order to understand about life, you have to understand what the country was built off of. And so why are you supporting or pushing an agenda that is not conducive to how the country works? And so I'm not teaching my kids to go work for somebody. If they work for somebody, they're not doing it because of money. They're doing it because they love what they're doing and they're learning about what they're doing. At the end of the day, every single parent, every single aunt, every single uncle, every single grandmother, every single mother, father, everybody should be teaching they should be learning. You should be learning entrepreneurship, right? You should be learning entrepreneurship. You should be starting a business. You should be setting the example for your family. If you got kids, you should be teaching your kids how to run a business. And I don't care what business that is. Insurance and style. You have a life insurance business, teach your kids, you know, life insurance. Right? You have a, you know, t-shirt business, writing books, book business, any business. Stop telling you if your kids are in college and they don't know what to take up. Stop telling them to do liberal arts. Tell them to get a business degree. Because they'll need a business degree in everything, right? So again, salute to Fly Ty. And so Fly, right? So understand what Fly stands for. First, love yourself. First, love yourself. So that's my guy, Fly Ty. So young, so y'all, please support the king. Go to young_fly_fashions on IG. Buy a shirt, buy a few shirts. Support, because we need to encourage our young people. He's 19 years old, 19-year-old king, who's a junior in college, right? A junior in college who is already learning the art of running a business. So in school and running a business, and he's learning the fundamentals of life. And so if he decides to work for somebody, he'll understand how he's learning. So what's on the sleeve? So on the sleeve it says young Fly Fashions. Right? So yeah, that's the logo, Young Fly Fashions. And Fly stands for first love yourself. And that's important though. Because if you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? Right? If you don't love yourself, how can you love somebody else? You have to love yourself first. You have to be able to love yourself first. You have to be able to get to a space where first you're loving yourself. Because if you first love yourself, then you could reciprocate. You're not maximizing your full potential because you don't love yourself. Right, my cousin Shatima sent me this. Fash out the cuzzo. She says, somebody may need to hear this, right? So the quote says, a genius that doesn't work is useless. Right? And that's our word for the day. Our word for the day is that a genius who does not work is useless. Right? A genius who does not work is useless. That is our daily word for the day. Right? And before I jump into why that's even important, right? A genius that does not work is useless. And so what is a genius? A genius is somebody who has exceptional intellectual or creative power or other natural ability. A person who is exceptionally intelligent or creative, either generally or in some particular respect, right? And so the truth of the matter is that we were all born geniuses. We were all born geniuses, right? We were all born with a level of intellect, not the intellect that they tell you, you know, based on school, right? Not that intellect, because that's learned intellect. Like, you have to learn that. But we're all born with a level of intellect, meaning that we could figure things out, right? And we're all born with this creative nature in us. That's natural. That's natural for us. And so if you are born with something, if you're born with your intellect, if you're born with creativity, you are already a genius. And so if you're not maximizing your full potential, if you're not using that genius, then you're useless. Why are you here? Right? If you're not using your smarts for something, right? If you're not using your divine intellect, fash out the V good energy. If you're not using your divine intellect and your creativity to build something in this world, then you're useless. And the problem is that the world has done a great job, and this goes back, right? The world has done a great job of convincing you that you have to prove your worth. The world has done that. The world has done a good job in telling you that you need to prove your worth. Right? Wall Street Philippe says that the parable of talents, right? The world has done a great job of telling you that you need to prove your worth when abundance is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright. You were born with abundance. And to prove it, I'm going to prove this, right? I'm going to prove that you were born with abundance. Because when you're born with abundance, right? When you're born with abundance, that means that you don't have to do anything, right? If you just, your natural state, right? Your natural state is abundance, that you don't have to do nothing for that abundance. You don't have to prove that you're abundant, right? And so, the reason why I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here, please bear with me, right? I'm going to go to the scriptures. Not just one, though. I'm not just going to the Quran. I want to go to the Bible. I want to go to the Quran. And I want to go to the Torah. So we're talking about Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, right? And so every day, right, you must maximize your full potential and be obedient to God, right? You have to be obedient to God. Doing this will get you everything you want, not what you need, because your needs are already met. So a genius, you know, in the words of Cuzzo, right? A genius that does not work is useless, because a genius who has purpose is supposed to, right, maximize their full potential. And by maximizing your full potential, you get everything you want out of life. Not what you need, though, because what you need has already been provided to you. Your needs have been provided. And then, so whether it's the Quran, the Bible, the Torah, they all say the same thing. So peep game. So in the Quran, right, it says, and he, Allah, will provide him from sources he never could imagine. And whosoever put his trust in Allah, then he will suffice him. Verily, Allah will accomplish his purpose. Indeed, Allah has set a measure for all things. That's the Quran. Saying that everything that you need has already been provided for you. All right. But what about the Bible? The Bible says something dissimilar. The Bible says actually the same thing, right? In Luke 12, verse 24, it says, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Right? Of how much more value are you than of the birds? Luke 12, verse 24. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you of the gods? And then lastly, the Torah, right? The Torah says this, and this is the Torah. This is Judaism. And it says, although you will take notice of the fact that you must gather your bread today, do not be concerned with worries that belong to the next day, saying, who knows if tomorrow will be like today? Rather, you should place your trust in Hashem, who today provides like rain on the surface of the earth. So abundance is your birthright. Right? Three of the biblical or three scriptures, the words of God, the Quran, the Torah, the Bible, all say the same thing. And so if you're not maxing out, if you're not maximizing your full potential, that's why you don't have what you want out of life. What you need hasn't been already provided. That's it. It's already been provided. It's already been provided. The fact that you have breath in your body, it's already been provided. I'm trying to prop up so y'all can see my shirt. And my muscles too, but you know what I'm saying? It's already been provided. And so make sure that you are maximizing on your genius. You're maximizing on your genius, because a genius who is not using their genius is useless. All right. Let's go. All right, so we're gonna go to the news, and then I'm gonna open it up for any questions that y'all got, that y'all may have. So let's do that. Let me make sure. I didn't even check on the other side if we were rocking on Twitter. All right, let's go. Let's start this show on the road. All right, so today, let me see. Wait, hold on. Hold on, y'all. I started the show and I was on a roll, but I didn't even shout out my YouTube people. I didn't shout out my Facebook people. I didn't even check if they was rocking with me, but I think they rocking with me, right? They rocking. All right, here we go. There we go. We rocking. Salute to Facebook. Let's go 70. I disagree with the word useless. All right, let's talk about it. We could talk about it after I do the news. We could definitely talk about it. Right? What Nipsey Hussle said, find your purpose or you wasting air. Find your purpose or you wasting air. I'm not holding no punches, though. So let's go. Let's go 70 says, I disagree with the word useless. Let's talk about it. We could talk about it. Please explain. Because in the words of the honorable Nipsey Hussle, find your purpose or you wasting air. Think about the 150,000 people that die every day. Think about how much they would love. Think about how much they would love an opportunity to have that breath that you have right now. And I'm not saying you particularly. I'm just saying somebody who is not using their genius. Find your purpose or you waste an ear. You're not here to just go day by day. Like the fact that you here is a miracle. The fact that you here is a miracle. I'm talking like we could take it to the minimum, right? So Letgo says a butterfly in his or her chrysalis is not useless. Is the point? Speak life. I receive that. I get what you're saying. But the thing is this, right? Is that as the butterfly, right? The butterfly or the caterpillar in its chrysalis is still, right? Is still trying to figure out life. It's still trying to figure out its purpose. And so useless is not a, and I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you bought that as the example, right? Because useless doesn't mean because you haven't maximized your full potential that you're useless. That's not what I'm saying, right? Because in that example of the caterpillar is that the caterpillar is still making the best use of its talents, of its abilities while it's here, right? So the caterpillar, even in its state, it's not even its best self, but it's still striving to be its best self, right? And it's still maximizing itself as the caterpillar because it would never become the butterfly if it didn't max out themselves, right? And so there's a big difference. There's a big difference whether you have $1 million in your bank account or if you got $0 in your bank account. That does not make you useless. That's not what I'm saying. So please be clear. The caterpillar, even in the chrysalis, is not useless. It's serving its purpose. It's maxing out to the point that when it actually maxes out, it, right, because the job of the caterpillar is to get its wings strong. It's making its wings strong so that it can become that beautiful butterfly. But imagine if the caterpillar did not even try to break out of the chrysalis. Then it will die. It will be useless. Right? And so I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if you are a genius and you're not maxing out, you are wasting your time because God did not put you here to just be regular. God did not put you here to, like I said, there's 150,000 people who die every single day, minus COVID-19. They die every single day. But even if we go to biology, let's go to biology. Let's go to the fact that when your mother and father conceived, and that sperm had there were billions, there were 4 billion sperms racing to that one egg. 4 billion sperm racing to that one egg. So the fact that you watching, you listening, like you were that one in 4 billion to get to that egg first, and now you went through 9 months of being developed, and now you out the womb and you living, you breathing, you living and breathing. That's the miracle. That's the miracle. Like, that is end game. That's the miracle. And so the fact that you're here, though, right? And so I'm not even talking about all the other adversity that you had to get through to be right now where you at. I'm saying that one act, that one thing is a miracle in itself. That's why abundance is your birthright. Abundance is your birthright. Nobody can give me freedom. Nobody can't give me freedom. I'm born with that. That's God gave that to me, right? And so now that I'm here, right? And now that I have breath in my body, now that I'm still alive, I need to make sure that I'm maxing out. You got to max out. You have genius in you, right? I read the definition of genius. Don't let them fool you. Do not let them fool you. A genius, exceptional intellect or creative power. You're born with that, though. Nobody can give you that. Exceptional intellect and creative power. You were born with that. That is divine. The moment you stepped out of your mother's womb, that was divine. So you are a genius. You are a genius for still being here, for still being alive. And so as you have breath in your body, you have to max out. I can't say it no other way, and I'm not holding no punches. You got to max out. Do your best every single day. Be ashamed to go to bed at night without maxing out. And your max out going to look different on different days. You know what your max out is. I'm not going to tell you what your max out is. You know what that is. You know what that is. You know what that looks like. Be ashamed to go to bed without maxing out. And if you do, then make sure the next day, inshallah, you wake up that you max out. If it's God's will that you wake up, make sure you max out. Because at the end of the day, you have creative power. And with that creative power, you have to do the best that you could possibly do every single day. If you had 2 hours of sleep and you're tired, then maxing out might mean going hard for 4 hours and then taking a nap. Right? And so that's the other thing, is that max out don't mean look at other people. Right? Ermeism. Fast shout to Scorpio Pharrell. Right? Ermeisms. Go get that Hustlenomics. Right? Where's the book? Find your purpose or you wasting air. You know what I'm saying? This is Ermeism number one. Yo, fast shout to Scorpio Pharrell, right? So here's the book, Hustlenomics, right? Hustlenomics. And so Ermeism number one, find your purpose or you're wasting air. In the words of Nipsey Hussle, define who you are and what you are and be clear on that. Meditate on that and then live and die by that. Live and die by it. All right. Appreciate you, Cuzzo, for that word. Let's go to the news. I'm gonna run through the news quickly and then we're gonna talk about I'm gonna open it up for any questions. And so in today's news, markets are down. The NASDAQ, which had a record high, hit a low. NASDAQ was down 2.19%. S&P 500 was down 2.59%. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.72%. Gold was down 0.35%. 10-year Treasury was down 2.4 basis points. And then oil was down 617 points. Obviously, it's, you know, this whole second wave, this coronavirus, all of that stuff is what is having U.S. investors, they're trying to figure things out. And so the stocks tumbled the most in weeks as rising coronavirus cases in the U.S. threatened to slow the economy recovery. Travel and tourism-related companies got especially thawed or whacked. Dow futures also struggled to rebound following Wednesday's sell-off. So stock futures were slightly lower in early trading on Thursday following a steep market sell-off triggered by intensifying worries about the rising number of coronavirus cases. Futures on the Dow Jones Industrial Average implied an opening drop of about 30 points. S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ 100 futures were little change from the previous section. Trading volumes were thin overnight. The record spike in new corona cases in multiple states are damping hopes for smooth economic recovery. So we're seeing that the coronavirus is actually continuing to wreak havoc on the economy, but also the stock market as well. In other news, so New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, the tri-state area is going to start requiring travelers from states with high coronavirus rates to quarantine for 2 weeks. And so New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are issuing a travel advisory that requires people arriving from states with high coronavirus rates to quarantine for 14 days. The travel advisory applies to anyone coming from a state with a positive test rate higher than 10 per 100,000 residents over 7-day rolling average, or a state with 10% or higher positivity rate over a 7-day rolling average, according to a joint announcement from the governors of the three states. So as of Wednesday, the advisory applies to people coming from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Utah, and Texas. This is great news for the freedom fighters out there. Black Lives Matter protests have not led to a spike in coronavirus cases, researchers say. So despite warnings from public health officials, new research suggests Black Lives Matter protests across the country have not led to a jump in coronavirus cases. A new study published this month by the National Bureau of Economic Research used data on protests from more than 300 of the largest U.S. cities and found no evidence that coronavirus cases grew in the weeks following the beginning of the protests. So, in fact, researchers determined that social distancing behaviors actually went up after the protests as people tried to avoid the protests altogether. But obviously, these demonstrations caused a decrease in social distancing amongst the protesters. Somebody yesterday sent me a video with Dr. Phil Valentine. Salute. Thank you so much for sending me that video. Let me shout you out, actually, because I actually learned a lot from that video, so I appreciate you sending that to me. I didn't watch all of it, I'll be honest. So I did watch some of it, right? Because it's an hour and 41 minutes or whatever. And so I watched. Let me see if I can find who sent this to me. Was it All About Wisdom? No, yeah, there we go. All About Wisdom. So All About Wisdom, 365. Please, you know, salute to you, All About Wisdom, Black Magic 363. They had a live with Dr. Phil Valentine. If you don't know who Dr. Phil Valentine is, look him up. It's definitely dope. You know what I mean? A dope interview. It just puts things in perspective. As the saying goes, eat the meat, throw away the bone, pause. And so some things might resonate with you, some things might not resonate with you, but just, you know, it definitely was powerful. So that's dope. In other news, the three assassins of Ahmaud Arbery have been indicted, and so the three men that have assassinated Ahmaud Arbery on February 23rd were indicted on Wednesday by grand jury. Glenn County grand jury has indicted Travis McMichael, his father Greg McMichael, and William R. Bryan on malice and felony murder charges in Arbery's death. The charges also include aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment, according to the indictment. In rap news, I like this, right? New York rap legends Fabulous and Jadakiss set for versus Instagram battle. I was waiting for this. Swizz Beatz and Timbaland have found the next competition to step into the virtual versus ring. Fabulous and Jadakiss have been booked to face off the popular Instagram Live battle on Monday, June 29th. The Fabulous and Jadakiss matchup will be the first versus showdown between rappers since Ludacris and Nelly in May. So I'm looking forward to that, because salute to Jadakiss, salute to Fab, because you know they definitely are like lyricists, wordsmith, and this is going to be a good one. I'm definitely riding with my YO brethren. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Fab, because Fab get busy though. Fab definitely get busy, but nah, Kiss got it. Kiss is one, I think, is one of the top five lyricists dead or alive. And I don't think he gets his just due, but we'll see. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with YO on this one, B. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Jada. All right, cool. And then so lastly, NASA will name its headquarters after Mary W. Jackson, the agency's first African-American female engineer. NASA is renaming its headquarters after Mary W. Jackson, the agency's first African-American female engineer who helped inspire the story behind the book and film Hidden Figures. Mary W. Jackson was part of a group of very important women who helped NASA succeed in getting American astronauts into space. NASA Administrator Jim Bridgestine said, Jackson began her career with NASA as the surrogate West Area Computing Unit of the agency's Langley Research Center in Hampton, Virginia. A mathematician and aerospace engineer, Jackson led programs aimed at uplifting women within NASA. She retired from NASA in 1985 and passed away in 2005 at the age of 23. So salute. All right, y'all. So I'm going to open this up for questions.
Welcome to Ask Ash Cash. You have questions? He has an answer. Ask Ash Cash.
How can I get out of debt?
Is this a good time to buy a house?
What's a good credit score?
What's a 401k?
Yo, who's Dow Jones?
So once popular from Uptown, my guy T says 1619. So 1619, just so y'all know, 1619 is the date in which the first Africans were bought to be enslaved, right? And so that's the date. And then 2020 is the year that it stops, right? It's the year that it stops. So salute to my guy Fly Ty and Ty whose shirt this is a 19-year-old king, you know what I'm saying? So 19-year-old who runs this company, Young Fly Fashions. Fly stands for first love yourself. So please go support the king, support him. Go to Instagram, Young Fly Fashions, and go cop that. Ebony in the building. What's up, Eb? PK Dixon in the building. Salute. Holly Reed. What's up, Holly Reed? Total in the building. Janine Stewart. Big sis. Good morning, Guy. Good morning. All right. So let me open it up for questions. We got about 10 minutes. I went off a little bit, but we have about 10 minutes for questions. So if you have any questions, please put them in the comment box. If you're watching on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter, if you're watching on Instagram, please put your questions in the question box. Let's see. So V Good Energy says, what is sponsorship fees or where do we go to see rates? So I haven't posted any sponsorship rates yet. So if you are interested in sponsorship, please email my team at info@mindrightmoney.com. And depending on what you are looking to get accomplished, then we could talk about sponsorship. The great thing about this brand too, if you're doing sponsorship, not only is it sponsorship on the actual live show, we also have, you know, my Instagram, my Facebook, my social media platforms, which are large social media platforms. I also have a large email list, so I can you know, send out stuff to the email. We have the blog. There's so much that could be done. And so if anybody's interested in any type of sponsorship, please email my team at info@mindrightmoney.com. Main Move says 1619, first Africans were brought to Virginia. 1500s was where Africans were brought to the Caribbean and South America. Yeah, nah, salute to that. That's a fact. Did you receive your dreaming of... Oh, so I think I did, actually. So did you receive Dreaming of Tamiria Lemonade book and any suggestions for her as a young author? Tune in tomorrow because I get a lot of packages in. So I'll be honest, I probably did get it, but I probably didn't open up the package yet. So tune in tomorrow. I'm pretty sure I got it. I'm pretty sure I got it because I ordered for Amazon. And I'm a Prime person, so I'm pretty sure I got it. Tune in tomorrow, and I'm going to I'll shout the book out. I'll look at the book, and I'll give you my honest feedback based on that. We think healthy full says, do you see the Nassau Mary W. J. Jackson cred as a trinket? You ask, and I'll tell you the truth. Anything that's a shiny object, I'm not for. If you listen to my last interview that I did with Sean Rochester, right? If you go to theashcashshow.com, or if you subscribe to the Ash Cash Show on iTunes or wherever, you'll see that I talk about shiny objects. Sean Rochester talks about shiny objects. And anything that does not create jobs, right? Anything that doesn't create new businesses and anything that doesn't give us capital is a shiny object. And so while I'm not talking down on it, I think that it's, you know, I salute, you know, her name, you know, her name on the building, you know, her legacy being honored. I salute that. But at the end of the day, it's a shiny object because it doesn't fulfill one of those three things. Are her descendants? Is her bloodline going to be taken care of? Are they, you know, giving them engineer degrees for free? Are they wiping out their debt? You know what I'm saying? What else is that doing? Okay, the bill. You all right? Yeah. Thank you. But if she's such a trailblazer, is there an endowment fund? Right, NASA, you got money. Have you created an endowment fund for women engineers? So they could follow in her steps. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by shiny objects. Like show me the money. You know what I'm saying? Like show me the money. I agree. So Style Lewis says, yes, it is. However, still necessary towards respecting our contributions. Absolutely. But again, respect. Don't get you the life you deserve, though. That's just a fact. And this is just my personal opinion, though. It's my personal opinion. I'm not saying, my personal opinion is cut me the check. Save your respect. Because you can't disrespect me if I'm financially empowered. Race. The only reason racism exists is because of a power structure. You think Asians care? You think Asians care about being disrespected in America? And the reason why I use Asians particularly because they have power. Because people know not to disrespect the Asians, because if you disrespect Asians in America, they have an economic base that they could pull out. They could pull that money. They could pull that money at any time. And if they pull that money, then the economy goes down. right? And so at the end of the day, keep your respect. Cut me a check. That's a shirt. Keep your respect. Cut me a check. Respect me all you want. Right? But at the end of the day, if I have an economic base, like what can you tell me? You know what I'm saying? GPS says, what are those three things again? Oh, the three things is you either creating jobs, supporting small businesses, or giving people and businesses access to capital. So if what you're doing doesn't do any of those three things, it's a shiny object. Yeah, we gotta unify. I agree. You know what I'm saying? If those three things aren't happening, if you are not supporting Black businesses, supporting businesses, if your policies don't support businesses, if your policies don't create more business owners, if your policies don't give access to capital, then it's a shiny object. What we're really talking about. Another question from E. Marie Eats says, is First Premier Bank secure credit card a scam? So with secure credit cards, what you need to understand is that a secure credit card is effective if they are reporting to all three credit bureaus and that it is not a card that is known for repair. So I believe that any secure credit card that you get, you should make sure that it is reporting to all three credit bureaus. And so, like I said, I have a partnership, and I have a secure credit card. If you go to mindrightmoney.com, under the resource tab, you'll see a link to the secure credit card. You could get a secure credit card. We actually report to all three credit bureaus, so Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. And so you can get one there. My second runner-up is Capital One. I like Capital One's secure credit card. And the reason why I like Capital One's secure credit card is because they also offer unsecured credit cards. And so if you apply for a secure credit card but qualify for unsecured, you don't have, you know, you could take advantage of building your credit through that way. And they report to all three credit bureaus. I think that with First Premier, just make sure. I've heard of it before, so I don't think it's a scam, but just make sure that it is being reported to all three credit bureaus. All right, and then so let's see. So PK Dixon says, "What about Discovery Secure Card?" I haven't looked into Discovery. So I'm not sure. MCU is good. Municipal Credit Union. I am Madavi. Ask about MCU. That's good as well. Style Lewis says they have a super high APR. Yeah. Now you definitely got to look at the APR for sure. You definitely got to look at the APR for sure. But with a secure credit card, you know, most of them are gonna have high APRs. You know what I'm saying? So find the one that has the best APR, annual percentage rate. But at the end of the day, you're paying to build your credit. You know what I'm saying? PK, I don't know about Discover. I haven't looked into Discover. So I have to check because I honestly didn't know that Discover offered a secure credit card. So I have to look, at Discover and check them out. Let's see. So we got one more minute before they kick me out. So when are you going to announce the 100K in 6 months program? July. So top of July, I'm going to announce it. I'm actually working on an app right now. So I'm working on with some developers on an app. And it might take a month for the app to launch. And so I'll launch the program first, but then the app is going to come after. I'm only accepting 100 people into that program though. So just so it could be manageable, the 100K in 6 months program, I'm going to launch that next week. in July, but I'm only accepting 100 people. I don't want it to be more than 100 people, so look out for that. All right, y'all, that's my time. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in, as always. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. Go to the AshCashShow.com, right? Go to the AshCashShow.com so that you can subscribe to the podcast. Go to AshCashTV.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm going to see y'all tomorrow. Lucinda Cross in the building. What's up, sis? Make sure y'all subscribe. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
You are now tuned in to the Ash Cash Show, your number one source for financial motivation. Get your mind and your money right.